بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters in faith all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Quran and Today's Life. The last topic that we discussed was concerning visiting the graves and graveyards and the philosophy behind it. Can you please tell us whether we are allowed? If yes, what should we, visit these graves, and what is the philosophy behind it, and whether men and women are allowed to do such a thing or not?
We told that the reality of man is the soul, and after the departure of soul, so everything is a soul, and whatever is in the grave is just the body. But according to ahadith, it shows that there's a kind of attention for the soul to the grave, that the body belongs there and lays there. The ahadith show that you, for example, you can perform dua and you can pray for the dead wherever you are, but there is a specific kind of attention when you are beside the grave. Lots of ahadith are mentioned in the books of Shia and Sunnah as well. For example, there is a hadith in book, very famous book of Ahlul Sunnah, Sahihul Muslim, volume 7, page 41. It is narrated that Aisha, wife of the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she says that كان رسول الله يخرج آخر الليل إلى البقيع. Rasulullah, not once, not twice. كان means used to do so.
Continuously.
Yeah, continuously used to go. At the end, of the night, he used to go to البقيع graveyard and addressing the believers who are buried there, addressing them, say, As-salamu alaykum dar qawmin mu'mineen. As-salamu alaykum to you believers who are laying there. Wa'atakum ma tu'adun ghadan mu'jaluna wa inna inshallah bikum lahakum. Rasulullah is speaking to them and says, and inshallah you will receive the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised you, and we will join you. And then he says, Allahumma aghfir al-ahl al-baqi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prays for the people who are laying there in Baqi. So you see that going to the graveyard, addressing them, speaking to them, there are ahadith that they mentioned that Rasulullah used to go to visit the tomb of his mother, Amina bint Asad. And he used to, bint Khuwaylid, sorry. Exactly. And he used to cry beside his mother's tomb and pray for her.
True.
Or we have many ahadith, even it is narrated in their books that after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after 2 or 3 days, people used to go there to the tomb of Rasulullah. Even it is narrated that once a man went and cried a lot, and it is narrated in their books that they hear the voice responding the man.
Exactly.
Or for example, it is narrated that at the time of Imam Shafi'i is one of the famous imams, imams of 4 schools of fiqh, jurisprudence among in Sunni atmosphere. Imam Shafi'i says, whenever I had problem, I used to go to visit the tomb of Abu Hanifa, Imam Abu Hanifa.
Exactly.
So you see, this is something they practiced a lot.
Concerning the second part, it is famous that, based on some hadith, that women have been prohibited from going to visit the graves. I wanted to see, is there any prohibition here in this regard for women?
They have mentioned such hadith, but at the same time, they have mentioned another hadith that this hadith and this issue was abrogated after a while.
Mm-hmm.
They say that for a while, the kind of wearing that they had mm-hmm. was not suitable to be prepared there. They used to cry.
And also, can we adhere to the, let's say, the behavior that Lady Fatima salam alayha had while she was visiting the grave of Hamza, the uncle of the Prophet, every Monday, if I'm not mistaken.
Exactly, yeah. In fact, this supports the idea that even if there was such a thing at the beginning, then they say it was abrogated. And as you said, this is kind of, and many other things are some, in fact, supports for this fact that there is no problem with this visiting in itself.
Yeah.
It was for something else, that for a while, of course, this is what, according to what Ahlus Sunnah say, that the women were prohibited at first, but they themselves, they have the hadith that later it was abrogated.
I have a notion for myself, it's my own interpretation of, I mean, visiting the graves. I want to see if we have any evidence in Islamic teachings for that, for it or not. I'm saying that while visiting the graveyard, in fact, we are visiting the house that we are going to take, I mean, some years later or sometimes later on. In fact, so that we start a sort of relationship with the house that we are going to take, is it acceptable, or does it have any Islamic, let's say, root?
In fact, there is a hadith that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, when the man dies and they ask for another chance, Imam there mentions that you had this chance when you took, I don't know, for Imam says, when you took your, for example, friend, your relatives, your uncle, your father to the graveyard, when you were burying them there, when you saw your brothers, your relatives, people being buried in the graveyard. In fact, you were seeing that maybe the next person is you. So
exactly.
You had the time, you had the chance to think about your life, to change the way you are living.
Exactly.
So that's why we have many, in fact, suggestions coming to us that it is very good to visit on and off the graveyard and to think about it.
Yeah.
To think about, because it's a good place to think and ponder upon your life, because sometimes we very deeply get indulged in this worldly life that we forget ourselves. And there, when you go there, you see that this is the final house for every person. It's a good chance to review and to have a glance at our life, how we are living. Is there any mistake? If I die right now, they bring me here. Am I ready for this or not? So, in fact, as you said, we have this in our heart,
exactly.
It is suggested to visit the graveyard and to think about.
www.byislam.com.